If you can help us in this effort to reach others, to reach out across America and educate people about the spirits of battles being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Terry Cook, who's a former military, certainly former police officer, certainly has a ministry for many years dealing with the issues that we deal with. And this evening, he's kind enough to be with us. And we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world today, because we are certainly on the edge of a major war. World War III is coming. How it's going to unfold, I don't know. Certainly all this talk about the Malaysian plane going down. We've not heard the true story about that Malaysian plane. That Malaysian plane was, at least according to William Grigg, was deviated from its regular flight path about 50 to 75 miles north of the regular flight path and told to descend from 35,000 to 32,000 feet, where it was a more available target. But we don't know who gave those orders. We don't know what's going on. All we know is it's being used as an issue. And an awful lot of people have died for nothing. Terry Cook, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Oh, what? Dr. Stan, what isn't there to talk about tonight? I mean, go to the Daily Drudge Report, and it's enough to... I was talking with somebody before we went on the air, and it's enough to make you want some psychotropic drugs, at least a gallon of aspirin, a cold beer, maybe some vodka. I mean, you can't even read the headlines anymore without becoming frightened to death. So things are advancing to some kind of dramatic conclusion, some kind of crescendo or apex heading in a very dastardly direction, Dr. Stan. Don't you agree?
I agree with you totally. I have the same feeling. I just am not certain how it's going to work out. But certainly there's potential for war. Certainly in the Crimea, there's potential war. Certainly, in fact, we are involved in a war there, financing both sides. In Iraq, we see what's going on as far as Gaza is concerned. And then, of course, we see the war in Syria, where we are financing the rebels who are killing the Christians. And basically, then we've seen the overthrow of the Egyptian government, the Tunisian government, the Libyan government. There are all sorts of potential. So you pick up the story.
Well, the story is literally the book of Revelation is about to unfold. It's about to begin. And so God has pre-written the script, as it were. You know, this is a movie, as it were. And we know how it is. We know how the final curtain falls. And most of the world does not. Scripture says that those who are truly born again will understand the things that are happening, and will understand because we love the Lord and we have accepted Him as our Lord and Savior. And therefore, He has provided us with His wisdom. Jesus was God in the flesh. And He says in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, He says, "Behold, I've told you in advance what's coming. Do not be afraid, but be watchful, because the end is at hand."
And I think it's absolutely right. I think the other thing is, of course, that if you read the Revelation, you find out that there is massive war, massive destruction. The first step is a quarter of the world population is to die. And shortly after that, another third of the world population will die. And then things really get bad. We'll be back in just a moment here with Terry Cook. And ladies and gentlemen, Christians are going to have to prepare themselves for difficult times. Understanding what's going on is that God does have a plan. And I think we are beginning to see it. Well, how soon? We have no idea.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top, whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain. Garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-403-663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Moment. All right, fine. Well, of course, Sidney Terry is simply quoting the scriptures where it says that, you know, we will not know the exact day and hour, but Sidney, he points out that we will know that this is coming. We'll know it's coming very, very quickly. So go right ahead.
Yes, and Jesus said, again, that we'll not know the exact day and hour. But the reason he gave his people during that time when he was still with us or with them He's still with us in spirit right now, but, I mean, he was physically with them. And they ask him, Lord, when will the end of the world happen? And so he actually itemized all the things that we would see that would be signs of that final generation. And indeed, he says in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13 that there will be one final generation that will see the conclusion of all prophecy, the conclusion of all things, and the second coming of Christ and the millennial reign of our Lord. So we are rapidly, as good watchmen on the wall, Scripture tells us to be aware and awake, not asleep like the rest of the crowd. And Scripture says that the rest of the crowd, in other words, the preponderance of people on planet Earth, will be totally blind to what's happening. They'll see a crisis or two or several crises, and they'll look at them in wonderment and wonder, gee, what the heck is going on? Well, that's about the truth of the matter. And the other way to say it is, what the hell is going on? Because that's about to happen. Hell on Earth is about to happen under the reign of the Antichrist. And it'll be totally chaotic, which is their goal. Ordo ab chao. You take the old world order under God, you completely disassemble it, you throw everything into chaos, upside down, inside out, where nobody can figure anything out. There is no order anymore. God is order, but God's lifting his hand, so everything's becoming disorderly. And that's the goal of Satan's people, to bring forth the new world order. Throw the whole world into total collapse and chaos in every imaginable and unimaginable respect. And then you, from those ashes, the phoenix bird, rise up from the ashes of the old destroyed world order under God into a new world final order for 7 years under Satan's son, the Antichrist, the incarnate devil man, the beast man of the apocalypse, whose number is 666. And that's just over the horizon, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know the exact day and hour. Jesus was God in the flesh. He said we would not know that. Only Father in heaven would know that. Now, he's with the Father, so he knows that. But we still do not. However, he said we would know when it's near, even at the door, by observing all of the signs. He specified in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, the Synoptic Gospels. So we are watching each of those things unfold before our very eyes. Yellowstone Caldera. How many of you are aware you're not getting it in the regular controlled six corporation-owned news media that the Yellowstone Caldera is acting up in a very unusual way, and some of the pavement around that supervolcano area is actually melting. Some of the asphalt is actually melting. Some of the ground is turning to oatmeal mush. And so then you look at all the other volcanoes and on planet Earth. But Yellowstone's one of, I believe, Dr. Stana, isn't it one of seven supervolcanoes that if it blows would essentially kill the majority of people eastward, you know, to go up about 80,000 feet into the atmosphere. And then the prevailing winds go from west to east. And so everything eastward of a blown Yellowstone Caldera supervolcano explosion would essentially be covered in multiple feet of hot ash. Some scientists have estimated at least 6 feet of hot ash would be spewed upon everything east of the Yellowstone Caldera. So you see, that's going. Then we have sunspots, and we have earthquakes, and we have weather changes, unusual weather. And it's only going to get worse and more dramatic. And of course, we could spend a lot of time on the HAARP facility that I believe is helping Satan to generate those weather changes. But also we have a shift in the Earth's magnetic pole that's never happened at this level and with this intensity ever. And it's happening very quickly, see? So we have, and we can spend an hour just reading headlines on all the massive changes in addition to all the political nonsense going on, in addition to all the monetary stuff going on, in addition to California, doctor, there's an 80% emergency drought going on in California right now. And California just, I believe, just created a new legislation that fines people, that will fine people $500 for wasting water. And so, and then the farmers in the Central California Farm Belt are literally already underwater, as it were, but they wish they were underwater literally, because they can't get any water. And of course, the Obama administration has shut off the federal water in an alleged effort to save the minnow fish. which is communist nonsense. Okay, and the whole goal is just to shut off the water, to create a food shortage and bankrupt the farmers, because the New World Order is feudalism in its final form. But to get us there, in the interim, it's communism. But in its final form, communism in the interim will wipe out the middle class, enslave us all, and murder those who oppose this New World Satanic Order, and starve us to death with food shortages created and otherwise, and martial law that will ration out the food to those who cooperate and eventually take the mark of the beast in the right hand or forehead so they can buy or sell in an electronically controlled New World Order. And so we're seeing all these things, the installation of this electronic web, the electronic cyberspace web called the cloud now, and the new internet system that's called many things, and we could spend an hour on that alone, and I did so in with 300 pages of my last book with Dr. Tom Horn in Beast Tech, which is out of print now. There are still a few copies on Amazon.com, and you can get all of my books by going to Amazon.com and clicking on the books department and putting my name, Terry L. Cook, in there. And I have, I don't know, 17, 18 books available over the last 20 years.
And let me just comment, they are excellent, and I recommend them. We've met many of them. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a very unusual generation. And Jesus told us, and many have misread this in the past, many have thought that World War I perhaps might have been that thing. World War II perhaps might have been that fulfillment of prophecy. But never in the history of the world, and never in those two generations, has everything been in place, including cyberspace and all of the technology that would allow some form of global government to completely watch and control us, like Big Brother indicated in the novel that was written way back in the 40s and 50s and by Mr. George Orwell. And his real name was not Orwell, by the way. His real name was Eric Blair. Eric Blair was actually a Committee of 300 member, a member of the Satanic Committee of 300, and he was a communist. So Eric Blair actually took the pen name George Orwell and penned that so-called novel, which is really an outline for what's happening now, you see, and because he was basically a satanic prophet, as it were, okay? So the communists have been given the script by Satan's top echelon, and most of them who are totally devoted to this satanic number of secret societies, and we could spend an hour on thousands of names of secret societies that are satanically orchestrated by the Committee of 13, or the Council of 13, the Committee of 300, the Council of 13, and the top echelons of Satan's earthbound satanic organization.
Well, let me just mention, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for our guest, Terry Cook, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But everything Terry is saying is correct. And the difficulty is that even many of our churches, or most of our churches, are not warning their members what's going on, not preparing them for the very, very really difficult times that suddenly lie ahead, which is why I do what I do, why suddenly we want to get guests like Terry Cook on, who has a grasp of the overall picture. We're moving into very difficult and challenging times. Go right ahead, Terry.
Yes, sir, we are, Dr. Stan. And I'm so pleased to be associated with you, brother. You know, I've I pretty much left the ministry except for you. I was doing a program with one other fine, fine friend and gentleman Christian friend on the East Coast. I did my last show with him. But, Doctor, I'm available for you for as long as you want me, because I just respect you so much, and you're just such a fine man. I just honor you terrifically, and I'm available whenever you need me for air fill-in time or whatever you'd like to do, any specials you'd like to do. But you're the only one I'm remaining on the air with.
Well, I appreciate that so much, because you know I've had an illness and yeah. I'm having difficulty doing the full programs, or when, as any has happened this afternoon, why the guest didn't show up. I suddenly having to just sort of ad lib until we caught callers, but I really appreciate so much. And certainly I appreciate your summary of what's going on, because, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving into tumultuous times. And you may very well even want to get a copy of this program, or certainly you can actually listen to it at our website. It'll be recorded there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call. Our guest, Terry Cook.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Terry Cook is just commenting on this in the recent issue of The Economist magazine. The Economist is certainly put out by the establishment. It is certainly published in England. And, of course, if you want to know what really is going to happen, what the future holds, the political events, you read Economist magazine. And in a recent issue, on the cover, is a picture of a Russian tank, Sidney, with Vladimir Putin without his shirt and with a machine gun in hand, just standing in the turret. And then, of course, they're going into, and the article itself talks certainly about the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Are they suggesting there's going to be a war? Certainly that would appear to be the inference to me. What do you think?
Well, and the second paragraph of this article is very enlightening. Actually, this one-page article pretty much covers it, Dr. Stan. And so let's share that with folks, and I'm going to share three or four more paragraphs so they'll get the idea that this new world order is now coming to fruition, and it really is going to be pretty much led by communist Russia, who, by the way, created communist China. And, of course, all of those communisms were financed with American money. You know, so we've created the best enemies money can buy, and Dr. Stan has been saying that for years. And a very fine author wrote such a book as, you know, the best enemy money can buy. So Americans unwittingly and unknowingly have financed all of this stuff through satanic societies and so forth. In other words, they've stolen our money with smokescreen promises of whatever, and they've actually financed the creation of all these demonic things. But the second paragraph of this article, The New World Order, says this: the reality is that Mr. Putin is a force for instability and strife. Now let me read that very interesting brief sentence again one more time. I want it to sink in. The reality is that Mr. Putin is a force for instability and strife. The founding act of his new order was to redraw a frontier using arguments that could be deployed to inflame territorial disputes in dozens of places around the world. Now, let me stop there, okay? That's just a couple of sentences, but it pretty much says it all, that Putin takes orders basically from the Illuminati, and it's his job to create instability, strife, and disorder, and confusion, and so forth. Folks, do you get it? Do you get it? Please get it. So then it says that basically he's starting a new Cold War with America. In fact, it says that sadly too few people understand this. That's a very, very intelligent observation of the mindset of everyone, including Americans.
And so basically we're going to be seeing increasing strife, and of course it's going to be mediated by Putin. It's very obvious that they know exactly what's happening. I believe everything is scripted. I believe, of course, and behind that are powerful occult forces, of which, of course, one thing is that they totally ignore the fact that God has a plan. They have a plan. God has a plan. It's going to be fascinating to see it unfold. But we actually have Pablo, who's calling us from Moses Lake up in Washington. Hi, Pablo. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. I want to know that we are all in God's hand, and if we just follow the money, we understand that it's coming from London, and it's controlling all the world order, propaganda, other power units, and it's coming from London, and let's all turn our missiles and our silos towards London, and everything will stop immediately. What do you think?
Well, but Cindy, we're not going to get the well. Let's just get to Cindy, Terry's view of that. Now, Cindy, Pablo says that so much of this is coming from London, the finances, and of course, behind the finances, the force. And, but all we need to do is turn our attention to London. It's going to stop. Well, I agree with the first part of it. I'm not so much sure I agree with the second. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are exactly what you just said. And he's absolutely right. Actually, the Rothschild organization was founded in Frankfurt, Germany. Their headquarters is still in Frankfurt, Germany, but their major financial center is the city of London, within the city of London. And you're absolutely right about that. It's a Rothschild control. He's right at the top of the Illuminati. However, we are not going to stop it. Scripture says so. And if you just rely on what God tells you instead of your own opinion and the opinion of others who think they're smarter than God, rely on Jesus Christ. What he tells us is absolutely going to happen. It's the living word of God. Things must be fulfilled. Jesus said in Matthew 24, when you see these things, know that it's near at the door.
Hold that thought.
These things must happen. These things must happen.
While a storm cloud gathers,
products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
It's the convergence of all sides into one.
Hold that thought, hold that thought. Well, I guess this afternoon, this evening, is Terry Cook. And so the, if you have a question for Terry, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But before we go on, Terry, do you have a website? So you have your books there, but do you have a website that you'd like to get people to go to?
Well, thank you, Stan. My website is no longer active, but people can obtain my books by simply going, they can just Google my name, Terry L. Cook, on Google, and I don't know, a million references will pop up. Most of my books will pop up. They can watch my free videos on YouTube.com. Just put in my name, Terry L. Cook, and you can watch all the videos I've done for the last 20 years or so and see most of my books by just Googling my name, Terry L. Cook. However, if you'd like to actually buy one, and I appreciate that very much, you can go to Amazon.com's book section. Just click on books and put in my name, Terry L. Cook. Remember to put in my L because there are so many Terry Cooks out there, including book authors, that it'd be confusing. You got to put in my L initial, Terry Lee Cook, Terry L. Cook, TLC. How's that for a name? But yes, you can get any one of 17 books. All but a few are still in print. And I've just republished some of my original books as well for your edification. And Dr. Stan, if I may refer back to that article on the front of the Economist magazine.
You go right ahead. The one where Sydney has Putin suddenly in the turret of the tank. Go right ahead.
Yes, and I think our listeners, might glean some additional understanding from just a couple of additional paragraphs. Again, it's a very short one-page article, but it's all also informative about where we're going in this new world satanic order of global communism, ultimately to end up in global feudalism, total enslavement, by a global dictatorship, similar to the script that was written in 1984 by George Orwell that I mentioned earlier. And if you've watched any of those movies and read the book, that was pretty much a script. It wasn't science fiction. It was just advanced scripting of what's about to happen, and it's now happening. So that book, 1984, should have been titled 2014, because here we are, and it's almost fully in place. The infrastructure is almost fully in place. Back to this article on page 13 of The Economist, dated March 22, 2014. I've repeated that several times, so those of you who are listening, if you're driving your car or whatever, you can write that down, and when you get to your computer at home, look it up. It's only one page, but it's very enlightening. And so at the bottom of the left column of this one-page article on page 13, it says this: Mr. Putin's new order, in short, is a reckless disdain for the truth and the twisting of the law to mean whatever suits those in power. That makes it no order at all. And again, it says, sadly, too few people realize this or understand it, that Mr. Putin's new world order is far worse than anything imaginable. And then another paragraph, it says, but peace is elusive in Mr. Putin's world, because anything can become a pretext for action. Are we not seeing that now, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. Then it says, finally, it says, and any perceived aggression demands a military response. Okay, that's enough. If you've been listening at all, that's a picture of what's about to happen, and the Satanists for years have been calling it Ordo Ab Caio. Dr. Stan, you're an expert at Ordo Ab Caio. What does that mean, sir?
Order out of chaos. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, did anybody ever wonder why we have 800 to 1,000 military bases throughout the world? Does anybody really think that we are defending America with 800 to 1,000 military bases and troops stationed in 130 nations? Ladies and gentlemen, we've already been taken over by this subversive group. They should be tried. They should be arrested. They should be convicted. They should be executed. They are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And I believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on America, not because of what our good Christians in this country have done. It's because of what they haven't done and because our churches haven't told the American people the truth. Go right ahead, Terry.
Yes, sir. That just about covers it. And ladies and gentlemen, my famous expression, I don't know, I may have coined it, or I don't even remember where I picked it up or whether I coined it or not, but My famous expression now, having been in this for 25 years, I did my first radio program, Dr. Stan, in 1989. I didn't even have a book. All I had was a veterinarian gave me some microchip implants and an injection syringe to put them in the back of the necks of dogs. And then I was able to buy a sample scanner. And I went back to my church at Hal Lindsey's church in Torrance, California, and I said, hey, forget the barcode. Here's the Mark of the Beast technology. And so that got around, and pretty soon I did a couple of radio shows and so forth. So I've been in this since 1989 off and on, and it's been a very interesting ride on this anti-New World Order roller coaster I've been on for 25 years. And I just want to say this, that I've never seen anything like this, and I've been studying it for 25 years, and so has Dr. Stan. And we are heading for a period of time that is described very clearly in Scripture, the worst time the world has ever known, never to be repeated again. Now, the main issue here is what's important to our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that everything that he told us and warned us about would happen, but what would really wrap up everything is that the gospel of Jesus Christ, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whosoever would believe in him would be saved. You see, not necessarily physically saved, because a lot of us are going to be killed. But your soul is saved so that hereafter, after this physical world is over, you go to the Lord. We rest with him for 1,000 years during the millennium, when he apparently restores the planet after Armageddon and everything's been nuked and the ocean has turned to blood and there is no fresh water and virtually everyone's dead. Now, he says these things must happen. So they're frightening, but you just have to accept that. He's God, and hey, it's going to happen.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Leslie calling from Dayton, Washington. Hi, Leslie. Do you have a question or comment?
A question about his BeastTech book. I read his book. I really enjoyed it. And I was wondering, did he say that article is March 22nd?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. It's the issue of March 22-28 of 2014. So you can Google that. It should pop right up on your Google.
It just struck me funny, the 322. I think it's that fancy little skull and bones number.
Yeah, right.
Very good.
That's interesting. Very few people know about that. You've been reading. You've been studying. Very good.
I've been listening to Dr. Stan for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to get a little education out of his programming.
And Leslie, we are so fortunate to have certainly the network up there and the Tom Reed network, where I think we have as many as 6 stations sometimes hearing our program and major stations. So I'm just so glad you're listening, and I hope you're getting encouraged others to listen, because if we can get people educated, we can change their lives and perhaps even save their lives or prepare them for the very difficult times that Sidney Terry is talking about. Anything else you'd like to ask?
It is a little bit easier to get people to listen and understand, because things are happening so quickly that when I tell someone something, it's easy to, you know, well, like Syria, I was telling people that we were supporting the rebels, and they didn't want to believe it. And then just recently, within maybe a month or two, Obama was asking for I don't know how many millions of dollars in support of the rebels in Syria. So things happen to where you can show them, you know, they can, things are happening faster to where when you tell them something, they can see it happen. But my question about his book was, I was interested in finding out more about, there was a diagram about the mind control. And it said that it's kind of a hypnotic thing, and you can't not do what the voice in your head says. And I find that hard to believe, that I would do something I wouldn't normally do. So I was hoping, I'll listen off air, but I was hoping you'd talk more about how that is, how they are able to do that.
Well, a very good question, and thank you for getting the book. and I wish we had at least an hour to discuss that. But let me just say this very quickly, that the government, our government and all other governments orchestrated by Satan's elite, have been working on such things. And now, with the new technology, it's much easier to do. But MK Ultra, Dr. Stan, I believe, has been teaching on that for years. MK Ultra has been around for years and years. And, of course, the advanced technology that we now have, as described in my Beast Tech book, makes it much more easy and much more convenient. And with Wi-Fi and MiFi and Hi-Fi and every other Fi, and even Fido. You see, because we have chips in Fido, so we have Wi-Fi, Hi-Fi, and Fido now being chipped and tracked and followed and everything. And there's never been a time like this in the history of the world. And soon it will crescendo into the ultimate apex of hell on Earth. And that's really where it's going. And so we can spend a lot of time on any one of these things, you know, a mind control through the CIA. And by the way, the CIA was originated or created by a Skull and Bones member. And so essentially it was fashioned after British intelligence, which has always been satanic. And if you want to see a pretty good Hollywoodized version of how the CIA was created by the Skull and Bones Brotherhood of Death Society, a particular member, you might want to get a 5 or 6 year old movie called, let's see, what was the title of it with Robert De Niro? The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. It's about 3 hours long. It's very depressing. But if you just want to rent that movie, The Good Shepherd with De Niro, that's pretty much a history of pretty much a realistic but Hollywoodized history of how the CIA was created by the Skull and Bones Brotherhood of Death cult, and so on and so on. So, yes, mind control is a very important part of it. Satan's not going to let you have any peace at all. And, of course, the book, as we referenced earlier, 1984, also indicated that there would be total mind control during a dystopian form of government that is absolute and virtually inescapable. And that's what is about to happen. And that's what will culminate the final 3.5 years of world history. But in order to bring the world to its knees and beg for a Messiah, the phony Messiah, the beast man of the apocalypse, we have to have what Stan said at the beginning of the show. We have to have World War III, and if this coming war that's about to start, okay, if it is the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39 and other scriptures, then that means that shortly a war is going to break out. Gog Magog, Russia, the leader of Russia and so forth, and they go to the Middle East, and soon thereafter, about one-third of the world will die. Now, we have about 7 billion people, roughly. One-third of that leaves, if they die, leaves roughly 4 billion people left. So those remaining alive individuals are going to demand a Messiah to fix it all, who promises peace and safety. And the book of Daniel says that this man will actually appear to be that peacemaker. And all the occultic people are saying that the flying saucer boys, you know, the aliens, the grays and all that stuff, they will join this new world government and deliver this new kind of peace, that the space brothers will come down and prevent us from destroying ourselves, and so on and so on. So this is going to be the most incredibly unimaginable mind control event that's ever happened in the history of the world. A total satanic delusion, convincing the world after this World War III event, if it indeed is the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39, where one-third of the world will die. Imagine 2 billion people dead. I mean, the whole world will instantly become open to a paradigm shift. And there has to be a global leader who's going to step up and say, I can give you, listen, look at all this nasty stuff. I can give you peace and safety. And all you got to do is follow me and worship me. I'm the Messiah. I'm here. Many of you have heard about scripture that the New Age movement is saying this. They're actually misinterpreting Christian scripture. And they're saying that the Lord Maitreya is the Christ who is about to return. And he's the religious leader for all religions, you see. He's the Christ. He's the man for Buddha. He's the man. He's the 12th Imam Mahdi for Islamics. He's everything, you see. He's the world teacher. And he'll be coming with his masters of the hierarchy, which are demons. You see, so we're about to enter into the most massive human mind control event in world history, and all except those who are born again, 2 Thessalonians 2, will believe the lies and be completely deluded, and they'll wander after this beast man, take his mark of the beast, and go to hell.
And of course, the thing is, that unless you understand the spiritual component of what's going on, why is it that you're going to be deluded? And that's the big problem today, because those who either do not accept Christianity or don't understand Christianity are suddenly going to be so readily taken in as this new world leader offers peace. And people will be desperate for peace. People will be desperate for stability. And of course, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America because America has turned against God. We've got about a minute for you to wrap up the program there.
Well, on the back of my book, I can wrap it up in about a paragraph, and I say on the back of my book titled Revolution, which is about revelation, and Revolution on the back of my book says, Mr. B. Hussein Obama is a satanically inspired Islamic communist operative whose assigned task is to financially bankrupt America and politically destroy America via Obamacare and thousands of executive orders completely nullifying the Constitution, destroying America and bringing us into a communist new world order. He's doing it with Mr. Putin. Mr. Obama is taking orders from the Communist Party. The real president of the United States, Dr. Stan, is Valerie Jarrett. You know that as well as I. And she's the communist handler for the president, who's also an Islamic, and bringing in Muslim Brotherhood members, terrorists. And we're in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for everybody. Pray for us. Get ready.
Okay, I'm going to have to say goodnight. Our guest has been Terry Cook. Wonderful program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you out there across America who listen to us, who believe in us, and who believe what we're saying is correct, as many that does, that join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And because you can do that by subscribing to the newsletter, by suddenly joining the Radio Liberty family and getting our four best CDs or tapes of the month. And basically, of course, you don't have to get that at all. You can simply just donate. Sometimes we have people who just donate regularly on a monthly basis. But we need that regular donation so that we can maintain our networks of stations. And we, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week, probably more than anyone else in the country, educating people about what is really going on. And we're fortunate, we're just blessed to have the opportunity to get people to understand what is taking place and, of course, to begin to prepare. Now, we're not going to change the events that certainly seem to be laid out, but we will at least have thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of people who know what's going on and will be prepared for it, and their families will be prepared. And the movement is growing as people tell people, tell people. And your job, certainly, once you understand what's going on, and of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read the book, The New Media Monopoly, which goes into the media control. And then just go to our website, radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, and then we have all sorts of tape sets on cancer, on all sorts of things. That's certainly what you need to know about cancer. But you need to have the information to prepare yourself. And, of course, we cover, certainly, if you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, why you'll see all the DVDs and the tape sets and the other things on almost any subject you want to have information on. We have covered that. We do this so that you will be able to have access to the information, that you have our permission to copy the CD sets if you want to, and suddenly get others informed. Our job is to reach as many people as we can the time that God has allotted to us. And suddenly, even though we've had some personal medical problems, why, hopefully God is going to give us the opportunity to continue addressing the issues. And as long as God does give us a tongue and a as long as you're willing to help finance us, why we're going to continue doing what we're doing. Now, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, if you're not in a position to help us financially, why, of course, we do hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, and Sydney, take advantage of the various things we have there. You can watch our DVDs without charge. You can certainly, listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters. But we do ask you, of course, if you're not in a position to help us financially, that you will pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Because we truly are on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So remember again our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And when you go there, of course, you're going to see and listen to all sorts of amazing things. And basically, you need to get the information. You have our permission, as I said earlier, to copy this and to help us get it out so we can reach as many people as we can. in the time that's allotted to us. So don't even think about changing that dial. I said that we're going to be coming back in just a moment here with our good friend, Pastor Billy Crone, who will cover a great deal of the important information about what's going on today. So we'll be back here in just a moment. Hang on to that line.
Cold crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone, who is certainly one of our favorite guests, and we have so many wonderful guests. And Pastor Billy is certainly one of them. Pastor Billy has a church in Las Vegas, Nevada, but he also certainly has put together the most wonderful series of DVDs on the final countdown of the prophetic events that are unfolding today. So, Pastor, without further ado, Pastor Billy, can you pick up the story about where we're going on today? And are we going to be covering the final countdown? Are we going to be covering prophetic events or UFOs? Or what are we going to be covering tonight?
Well, the final countdown, certainly, and it's the hot topic on the Mark of the Beast. And I just had a phone call today, kind of got me going again on it, from a lady and a Japanese descent. And she had come across some material that I'd done a few years ago, specifically on the RFID technology, radio frequency identification. And it's, you know, it's that technology that, hopefully, you know, your listeners know that it's being used that it can not only store information as a database on a microchip. That microchip, of course, can be implanted underneath your skin. It could be now tattooed on your skin. The technology can do both. But that same technology can also be used to make financial transactions, and it can also be used as a tracking device. And, it's been out there for a while, but what got me going was her comments, and she had just come across some teachings had done on that, and she was blown away by it. And she wasn't just blown away, but she was also disappointed. She was disappointed in her church, and she was disappointed in Sunday school teachers and things of that nature. And I'm not here to slam on the church per se, but her point was, why didn't anybody tell me? How come nobody's talking about this? I can't believe this. And I said, yeah, it's been going on for quite some time. This is the first I ever heard of it. Why doesn't anybody? And it just further dawned on me, you know, what is going on in the American church today? We are in the apostasy. The Bible warned about 2,000 years ago that in the last days that the church will gather around themselves teachers who will tickle their ears. It's the Greek word kenetho, and that word tickle means only pleasant things. So Paul says, how do you know you're living in the last days? How do you know you're getting close to the return of Jesus Christ? When you see, not in the world, when you see in the church, the only thing coming from the pulpit is pleasant things. Don't talk about RFID. Don't talk about the mark of the beast. Certainly don't mention hell or sin or God's wrath. And certainly don't preach on Bible prophecy. That's not only a pleasant thing. And that's what I was trying to encourage this lady is that, you know, unfortunately, we're living in the time of the apostasy. And just trying to get her equipped on that topic. But that's what's happening. I think there's a lot of people out there, even Christians, who do love Jesus. They love the Lord, but they're ill-equipped. And that's why we try to provide these studies for the Christian, the non-Christian, to let you know that this is not make-believe. You know, a lot of people want to say that Bible prophecy is the term they use today in the church is doom and gloom. I don't want to hear doom and gloom. Oh, no, not more doom and gloom. And yet the irony is the Bible says that when you study Bible prophecy, it's a threefold blessing for those who read, who hear, who take it to heart. I didn't say that. That's what the book of Revelation chapter 1 says. And so God says when you study Bible prophecy, it's not doom and gloom. It's awesome. It's a threefold blessing. So why wouldn't you want to be blessed? Because the same Bible said and warned that you know you're living in the last days when you see this turning away from the truth, turning aside to muthos is another Greek word that means stories made up. In the church, they only want pleasant things to the point where they say, you know what? I'm going to turn away from the Bible and listen to these stories made up. Folks, it's all happening. What's happening is people are being left in the dark. They don't realize how close we are to the fulfillment even of the mark of the beast.
Amen to that. Well, of course, our guest this evening is Pastor Billy Crone. I think you're going to be fascinated by the information you're going to hear tonight, and we hope that you'll want to get Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs because they will help you to educate others.
Gold and silver is
community. Even though the often just forget to remember.
There is little in the financial world.
Pastor Bell, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, of course, the text Doc Montaigne is the classic text from Revelation 13. And you think that, you know, a lot of people be familiar with it, but in today's unfortunate church world, people just really don't even know basically about the prophecy anymore. But in Revelation 13, it clearly says in the last days, speaking about the Antichrist, the false prophet, the cohort, helps to dupe the world into worshiping the beast, the Antichrist. Says at some point he's also going to force people to do something. It says right there, he says he's going to force everyone, small and great, rich or free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number's name. And so the Bible clearly says that in the last days you're going to see not only the world into a one world government authority of the Antichrist. You're only going to see a one world economy that the economies of the world are going to be corralled into one under the Antichrist. But you're going to see that also the world is going to be duped into receiving some sort of mark on their bodies, and it's specifically either the right hand or on the forehead. Now, first of all, you think, well, why the right hand, why the forehead? Well, first of all, in cold weather climates, those are the two quickest, easiest places that can be exposed. You know, if you're going to scan something, right? And so that's, you know, a little bit of kind of a weather issue. Another thing, too, is in Revelation 13, when it talks about the Antichrist, it not only says garlic, that you're going to have to take this mark, otherwise you can't buy or sell, you're going to be forced into that decision. But it clearly says not once, not twice, but at least four different times that they worship the beast. They worship the beast. They worship the Antichrist, the beast, the beast. And so there's a connotation of worship when you take this.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LARPs. Soldiers love LARP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry, easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned freeze-dry guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-4, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought.
Also used as a sign of worship, not just that most of the people are right-handed. Certainly there's that issue, I believe, but it also fits in line with worship. And, of course, you saw that with Hitler. And when people worshiped him, what did they do? Well, they gave him the Heil Hitler with what? The right hand. You see Palestinian soldiers still to this day, and we share even pictures of it, but they're given a mark, you know, they're raising up the right hand. In fact, one of the interesting things that we also demonstrated is that there are certain people also who are doing the same thing with, believe it or not, with Obama. And Obama supporters are actually being asked to use their right hand as a form of allegiance for him. And so it's just crazy. It continues on today. It's not just, oh, they did that back in Hitler's day. They're doing it again today as well. And again, even you look at the Catholic population, which makes up a big portion of the planet, they have a mark on their head every year on Ash Wednesday. So you start putting all this together, and getting a mark on not just your right hand or on your forehead isn't strange, especially when you tie it in with the text that says it's a worshipful issue. It fits exactly what the bulk of the planet is already doing. Another one is it's a logistical thing. And certainly what you're seeing is, you know, there's been a debate in the church for quite some time, and that people say, well, no, the mark says it's on the right hand or on the forehead. And some say, no, it means in the right hand or in the forehead. So, you know, people come back and forth. Well, what people don't realize is this exact same technology, RFID, can actually be used for either one. So it really doesn't matter. Like, we argue about the wrong thing. We major in the minors and minor in the majors. The same technology can not only be used as a biometric implant, and that's been out for quite some time. In fact, it was approved by the FDA for human implantation back in 2002, folks. Okay, approved by the FDA, and not just for animals, but for people. And but also, they've come out with what's called an epidermal RFID tattoo. In fact, I just came across another article yesterday, this morning, and showing how they're starting to use these external epidermal RFID tattoo to put on children when they're born, right on their chest. And, you know, so we could keep track of their vitals. But also, you know, you don't want somebody stealing a baby, so you mark them. Folks, that's happening right now. And that's the same technology. And what's interesting, too, is this RFID technology can also not just be affixed to the outside of the body with, like, a tag that sticks to you. It could actually be embedded underneath a tattoo, believe it or not. And so a person can have an RFID tag underneath a tattoo. And what's everybody want nowadays? Well, look at all the reality shows. Tattoos are in vogue. Everybody wants a tattoo. Well, if you don't want to have, you know, this sightly, you know, computer-looking device, you know, on your hand or forehead, well, hey, just embed it underneath your tattoo. It'll still be there. You just can't see it. Then, if that wasn't wild enough, this RFID technology can also now be printed. You can actually print this stuff. And the ink that they use is invisible. It's kind of like if you ever had to take your kids and were tortured and had to take your kids to Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. If you go there, they stamp your hand and stamp the hand of your kids so that, you know, if you leave, to make sure it's your own kid. And but you can, if you can only see that ink when you put it underneath the ultraviolet light. Well, they actually have the same kind of technology for RFID, and they're actually currently using it on cattle. There's a company, I'm not making this up, this is actually the name of the company, it's called Somark, S-O-M-A-R-K, check it out yourself, as in Mark of the Beast, Somark. And they're using invisible RFID ink to tag cattle. And in fact, we share the actual video clip of the founders of Somark, and they're being interviewed, and the guy's joking how all of a sudden the conversation went from, hey, this is working great for animals, for livestock. Do you think they'll ever use it on people? And the guy's just kind of laughing and joking, say, well, yeah, you know, probably, and the co-founder, he'll probably be one of the first ones to get it. He's more open to that. And it's just like, folks, it's always a step-by-step, you know. And by the way, when we got used to the idea of tagging animals, at first it was voluntary. But now with all the animal meat scares and food scare crisis and all that stuff, and remember the axiom, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. Now it's become mandatory. You need to check out another program. It's called NAIS, N-A-I-S, National Animal Identification. And that is a mandate from the government, folks, that every animal, that includes, you don't have to be a livestock owner, you don't have to be a farmer That could be Aunt Josephine who has a couple chickens in her backyard. Everybody has to now register their animals, okay? So at first it was voluntary. Same thing with chipping your pet. Remember how that used to be voluntary? Okay, there's not just whole counties and areas that are now making it mandatory that you have to get your pet chipped. But now they're starting to be whole country. And so, again, it's the same tactic. You start at the extremes, work your way in towards your ultimate goal. And I truly believe that this first voluntary, then mandatory of the pet chipping, microchipping, is a precursor to people. Because right now, we're currently in that convenient, voluntary decision stage where people right now are voluntarily being chipped with biometric implants to make financial transactions. It's the rage in a lot of bars today. Don't you want to be cool? Don't you want to be one of the VIP guests that when they just scan your hand and your arm where you get this microchip implant? And by the way, we share the actual videos of this actually happening right now as we speak. It automatically pops your name, and when you want a drink, they just scan your arm, scan your chip. And that's happening right now. But see, now it's voluntary, just like the animals. And don't kid yourself, folks, if it's not going to be mandatory. That's exactly what the text says in Revelation 13. It says he forced. And say, if you don't like it, well, okay, I guess we won't do anything about it. No, it says he forced people to do that. He ordered them to set up an image of the beast. This is a mandatory thing. You're going to have to do it or you're going to die. This technology has progressed. And again, what got me rolling on this even more so was the conversation with this lady today. And she was just blown away. She had never heard of this. This has been going on for years, folks. And it's escalating exponentially, but she had never heard of it. Just recently, within the last week, this is the first, as a born-again Christian, she's ever even heard of this technology. And it's just mind-blowing how far it's progressed and how few people even know just how close we're getting to that. But another reason why you're looking at, I would say, the right hand or the forehead is not only because it fits with the weather-related issues, it certainly fits being easily exposed in cold weather climates, and now you can have it either on you or in you, and fits the worship issue. But it's also the energy issue. And what's interesting about some of these microchip implants, folks, is they have they have to be powered somehow. And some of the power sources that they develop for some of these chips is that they can recharge themselves by converting electricity from the fluctuations of a person's body temperature. Okay, believe it or not, that could generate a charge. Well, one guy who worked in the biomed field for over 30 years, he said this, and this is a quote. He says, over $1.5 million was spent finding out the two places in the human body that temperature changes most rapidly. And can anybody guess where those two places, the best places in the human body, might be? Believe it or not, it's in the forehead, he said, right below the hairline, and the back of the hand. And if you think about that, if you're of the generation, like I grew up in the Midwest and always had all these home remedies, you never went to the hospital unless your leg literally was falling off. So mom and grandma always just had all these homemade remedies and stuff. But if you think about it, the right hand, the forehead, the back of the hand, the forehead, that's how you check a child's temperature the old-fashioned way. And because that's where the temperature fluctuates the most and it's the easily check for if you got a fever or something. But now they've spent $1.5 million and they figured out, hey, we can use those two places on the human body. They are the best places of all places on the human body to generate energy to power these chips. You really think that's by chance, folks? I don't think so. It's exactly what the Bible said 2,000 years ago.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that there is prophecy. Either the Bible is relevant and telling us what's going to happen, or it's irrelevant. And if you look and see what's going on today, it should be obvious that the Bible is extremely relevant. We're seeing the unfolding of prophecy.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Pastor Billy is simply pointing out that, listen, if you read the scriptures, you're told that these things are going to happen, that we are not to take the chip. The chip certainly could be lethal to us, and if you take the chip, well, you'll spend eternity in hell. And of course, the average individual doesn't understand these things, because the modern-day church certainly is just teaching just be happy-go-lucky, a gospel. Certainly, people don't want to hear bad news, and so they go to churches where they do not talk about prophecy, they do not talk about revelation, they do not talk about the things that are actually taking place today, and the scientific technology that validates what was written thousands of years ago in the scriptures. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, you know, again, you might think of that, well, nobody's going to, they come across this information, that, okay, that's it, they're never going to go along with this. Well, at the same time that the church is being silent on this, unfortunately, which again is a sign that we're in the last days, that did catch God off guard. He told you it's going to happen, the apostasy, and this behavior in the church, the professing church anyway, and by and large. But at the same time, they've been using the power of the educational system and the media to get this younger generation, which has come into power as we speak, to think that this is awesome. So, again, get away from the Bible so people don't equate this with the Antichrist system, and i.e. it's bad, and stay away from it. But they've been conditioning people to say, this is fantastic and wonderful. I can't wait for this stuff. And believe it or not, folks, we document this in our study, even as far back as the early 70s. That's right, the early 70s. Remember those days? And in school, they were indoctrinating kids as far back as the early 70s. This is 1973, to think that getting a chip for buying and selling specifically is going to be fantastic. Now, I'm going to quote to you, this is back in 1973. This is from Senior Scholastics. Okay, it's a secular high school journal, okay, and it introduced school-age children to the concept of buying and selling using numbers inserted in their forehead. This is September 20th, 1973, and it was a feature who was called Who is Watching You? And here's what it said. Check it out yourself. Quote, all buying and selling in the program will be done by computer. No currency, no change, no checks. In the program, people would receive a number that had been assigned to them, tattooed in their wrist or forehead. People would receive a number that had been assigned to them, and the number is put on by laser beam and cannot be felt. The number in the body is not seen with the naked eye and is as permanent as your fingerprint. All items of consumer goods will be marked with a computer mark. The computer outlet in the store, which picks up the number on the items at the check stand, will also pick up the number of a person's body and automatically total the price and deduct the amount from the person's, quote, special drawing right account. So somebody's going to dictate your money. This is back in 1973, folks. Back in 1974, the very next year, Linus Pauling, he's a Nobel Prize winner, he suggested that, quote, a mark be tattooed on the foot or the forehead of every young person. Boy, wouldn't that be great? 1980, the U.S. News and World Report warned about the federal government was contemplating, this is back in 1980, national identity cards without which nobody could work or conduct business. Hey, folks, you've been paying attention to what's going on with the current administration. That's exactly what they're doing and putting into play. You will not be able to work unless you have a national identity card. I mean, you all know about the border crisis. I mean, how are we going to keep track of everybody? We need to have a national identity card. And folks, that's happening right now. That was warned about back in 1980, if we were paying attention. But see, people don't put it together, Dr. Monteith, because they're not taught Bible prophecy. So it just goes in one ear out the other. And they'll see this stuff right before their eyes. They'll actually watch it on TV at a news broadcast. But it doesn't equate with them because they don't have the scriptural context. And again, that's what's unfortunate. Now, what's interesting, you're thinking, well, okay, so what? So we get a national identity card. What's the big deal? Well, first of all, these national identity cards, a lot of these new cards that are coming out, or cards, the new passports, and the new enhanced driver's licenses, but a lot of these new identity cards and passports, they all have, guess what? They're all embedded with RFID, radio frequency identification. And that's the technology that can not only be embedded in the card, but that's the same technology that can be embedded under skin or tattooed on you, okay? And see, there's only one problem with all these national identity cards that we would be forced to have. Well, what if you lose it? What if somebody stole it? What if you misplaced it? I mean, that'd be horrible. Then what? Well, hey, wouldn't it be great if you had that card underneath your skin? You'd never lose it, would you? Folks, I'm telling you, it's a step-by-step ruse. And we're almost ready for step one.
Amen, we are. And this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. And this whole incredible nightmare story is coming to pass right before our eyes. And our churches, our ministers are not warning against it. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And Pastor Belly has shown how suddenly they have actually developed the implants for humans. The FDA has approved. The FDA has approved the use of the implants. For human beings. Now it's just a matter of some incident that will be used to justify this so we can move to the cashless society. Now, before we go on, Pastor Billy, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to your website. We do carry many of Pastor Billy's DVD sets, and we think they're vitally important that you get them, you watch them, you get the information out so that people can really understand we are moving towards the prophetic things that have been laid out, written out many years ago, and one of them, of course, is a cashless society where we will have certainly an implant, a chip, either in our forehead or certainly in the back of our right hand. But how can people get to your website, Pastor Billy?
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Monty. They can check us out at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you could come on by for services live at Sunrise Baptist Church. Website is sunriselv.com, sunriselv as in Las Vegas, .com. Or you can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
But the important thing is Pastor Bill has put together these wonderful DVD sets, and usually there'll be five or six DVDs in each set. And, of course, they are all pointing towards this ultimate climax in history as we move to the fulfillment of prophecy. And, of course, the final countdown is the title for all of these, and you'll get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or are there 9 of them now? Is that how many do we have?
Yeah, there's a total of 9 volumes. All together, it equals to 50 DVDs.
50 DVDs. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we've watched most of them, and we think that they will be educational for you and for your family, but will help you to understand the validity of the Holy Scriptures. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead with your story.
Well, you know, the FDA, of course, approved, as we talked about, in 2002, and the next thing you know, they start to promote it. The very next year, all of a sudden, you start seeing these proposals to, hey, you know what, we need to keep our kids safe with the microchip. And, you know, starting to try to get that out there, that's a positive thing. The same year, the European Union starts saying, hey, you know what, a chip wouldn't be that bad because if everybody got a chip, then we could monitor the people who come to our country. The very next year, all of a sudden you start seeing dignitaries around the world start to get in microchip implants because they kidnap gear. The Mexico Attorney General and a bunch of other staff members got microchip implants for that very reason. The same year, and I believe this was a proposal came out that, you know what we need to do? We need everybody to get a chip because, for instance, like for police officers, if they had a chip implanted in the hand, then that would only allow the police officers to fire their guns, you know, in case somebody tried to sneak away, right? But see, it would only work for the police officers. That was back in 2004. Folks, we share an actual video because of the latest school crisis and the Sandy Hook thing and all the stuff that some of the recent ones that have been taking place brought up again, you know, with the gun control issues, things of that nature. Well, one of the things that they've now developed, and again, remember, I just quoted to you a proposal back in 2004. 10 years later, it's out there now. They're called smart guns. We share with you the actual video on that. And these smart guns will not fire unless the person has on their body somewhere an RFID chip that will tell that gun that that is the person and the only person who that gun belongs to and thus is the only person can fire. There's several different versions out there. You can get an RFID thing that you slip over your finger so that when you fire the trigger, it recognizes it's from you, and so it'll fire for you. If you don't have it, you can pull that trigger all day long, and it is customized that it will not fire without the RFID chip and the appropriate person information. Another one is there's a wristband that you could wear that will read the RFID chip. And I kid you not, another developer has developed, guess what, is you can get an RFID chip implanted into the fatty part of your hand, and so that you will be the only one who will be able to fire that firearm. I'm not making this up, folks. This is the actual technology. Because of these crises, because of this school shootings, all these gun things, hey, wonder of wonders, here's how we're going to fix it. We're going to get everybody to get a RFID chip in them, one way or another, so they'll be the only one, if they even let you keep a gun, to be able to fire it. Folks, that was a proposal back in 2004. We're seeing it right now. Check it out yourself. It's called Smart Gun, okay? But continue on. Then all of a sudden, the very next year in 2005, they said, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if we could just have a digital birth ID that the moment that every child gets born, they could be, you know, identified? And, folks, that's, again, happening as we speak, you know, because, again, there's that scare that when somebody took the child to the hospital, and, well, not if they had an RFID chip. As soon as they're born, let's chip them. And, you know, then nobody can steal that child ever again. And again, then the next year, 2006, we started to see a strange trend. Not just individual people are kind of getting open to this idea, and the people who are worried about kids getting kidnapped or dignitaries getting kidnapped, but employees started getting microchip implants. We share, again, the actual video of that taking place where employees of this particular company called CityWatch got a microchip implant because they worked at a high-security environment, and that's what they did in order to access the facility. So you think, well, okay, well, that's just that company, and that's just those employees. I mean, surely they would never force the rest of us to get a microchip implant in order to keep our job. Well, first of all, we know it's coming because the Bible said so in Revelation 13. You were forced, everyone, small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to receive this mark on your right hand or on your forehead. So we know it's coming. But, folks, don't kid yourself. This was the bombshell, and we share this actual video clip with you. You don't think that our government would actually mandate forced chipping, man, what planet have you been on? With all due respect, we shared the actual video clip and of Chief Justice Roberts. He was being grilled by then Senator Joseph Biden, who is the vice president, as we all know now. And then Roberts, John Roberts, he was being the candidate for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And during that congressional hearing, and of course, as we all know, he now is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. But during that hearing, he was being grilled by Joseph Biden. And during that hearing, he actually said these words. He said, can a microscopic tag be implanted into a person's body to track their every movement? There is discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. That's a quote from him, folks. So here it is. You fast forward. Okay, that was during the when Joseph Biden was the senator. Now he's the vice president. That's when John Roberts was being a candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court. Now he's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Okay, and you're, of all things, for him to pepper him with a question is to force people to get an implant in them, a microchip implant, to track their every move. You're thinking, well, they would never do that, would they? Folks, who do you think of the same exact two guys were who forced us to do what everybody thought, well, once this thing goes to the Supreme Court, it'll never pass. It's so unconstitutional, it's ridiculous. And, of course, I'm talking about the Obama health care system. We thought for sure that would never make it past the Supreme Court, didn't we? But guess who had the swing vote, folks? Robert. And so the same people with the Obama administration, including Biden, who are pushing, mandating, forcing us to get this health care system, the same guy who is having this conversation years prior about forcing people to get a microchip implant to track every move, you really think they're not going to do it? Oh, and by the way, with this Obama health care system, did you know that what is built into that law is it is mandated that everybody's health records have to become electronic? Well, how are you going to do that? Well, the same technology, RFID, which can also be an implant, which can also make financial transactions, which can also track you, works as a wonderful electronic database. And it can store all your personal information as well as all your health records. Wouldn't that be convenient? And also in that Obama healthcare system also gives the government the right to deduct from your bank account, if they want to, the funds that are needed. So they have access to do it. Well, how would that happen? Well, this same technology that can store your electronic health records that are mandated now can also be used to deduct, to make financial transactions. Folks, I'm telling you, it's all coming to pass. It was warned about in the Bible 2,000 years ago, but again, like the ladies today, this was the first she'd ever heard of it. And it was literally dropping to her because she had no clue it was even out there, let alone how far it has transgressed. But folks, it's just going even further than that. It's in vogue. I think the latest stat that we came across, one out of every five Americans right now that were surveyed, one out of every five, I think this was an MSNBC poll, one out of every five Americans right now would love to have a microchip implant. This isn't just for the fringe, you know, people who hang out in, you know, weird places and that younger generation who's, you know, really hip on, you know, tattoos and implants and stuff like that. Folks, one out of every five, go to a community event, go to the grocery store, go to, dare I say, a church service. If the stats are correct, one out of every five person you're looking at right now, push came to shove, they'd take a microchip implant. That's how far this has progressed, folks, and people are ripe for it. You know, it says they forced everyone, small and great, free and poor. How many people are just like, force more salt? Hey, sign me up, man. Oh, this is awesome. And a lot of people are going to be doing just that. But again, folks, at the same time, all this is taking place, you know, it's being promoted, not just in the school system, it's being promoted by people who are in the media. Okay? Listen to this. We share the actual interview. Or the actual program, the video program, of Andy Rooney in 60 Minutes. And this was right after the 9/11 attack, okay? And again, created crisis, you manage the outcome. You know, with all, how are we going to identify if somebody's a terrorist? You know, we got to have some better way of doing this. Well, listen to what he said. He said something has to change, though. They have to find a better way to identify the bad guy, or the rest of us are just going to stay home and watch the rest of the world go on just by television. But we need some system for permanently identifying safe people. He said most of us are never going to blow anything up. And there's got to be something better than one of those photo IDs. He said a tattoo somewhere, maybe. He said the Saudis used an American device to scan the eyes of travelers. Quote, I wouldn't mind having something implanted permanently in my arm that would identify me. So he said that on 60 Minutes. How many people watch 60 Minutes? Okay, how many people were influenced by what he said? John Walsh of America's Most Wanted, he said about implants, he said it's, quote, a brilliant idea. He said, I wish somebody would develop it because, number one, time is crucial when a child is missing. And you could locate them by the chip. And even if they weren't lucky enough to locate them, finding the body is crucial for two things, the ending of the search of the parents and helping with the prosecution of the case. So I hope that somebody develops it in my lifetime. Well, good news, John. They have, and they're being promoted today as we speak. In fact, we share even on, you're thinking, well, that's just those liberal people. You know, they, you know, unfortunately, they don't know any better. Well, folks, even Sean Hannity, we share this interview. He's interviewing Scott Silverman, one of the CEOs of these people who are for the human implantation chips. He's interviewing Scott Silverman, and Sean Hannity said this about microchips. And I quote, and you will see the video with your own eyes. I'm not making this up. Everybody's promoting this. He said, quote, he loved this idea of putting microchips in kids to keep track of them. What? Another guy, he wrote this. Listen to this. He said, with more Americans than ever before being dependent on government redistribution of wealth and services to get by, acceptance by most people of this technology is not such a far-off proposition. Especially, listen to this, with the threat of cutting off access to those services which people have become too dependent upon for survival. Those who refuse the chip, of course, would soon be labeled unpatriotic domestic terrorists. They would be added to no-fly lists because if you're not chipped, you're probably hiding something and you're obviously dangerous. And soon we would see FBI and Department of Homeland Security bulletins distributed to doctors and retailers and government bureaucrats about how to identify potentially threatening activities of non-chippers. If you see an unchipped, say something. It's your duty. Folks, I'm telling you, this is not that far off of reality, and it's all been conditioned. And you might be sitting thinking it's science fiction, and it's still a long ways away. It's not. This is from a quote from one of the chief scientists. Okay, of the guys developing and have developed this technology, he made this prediction. He said a few years ago, there may have been resistance, but not anymore. He says people are getting used to having implants. New century, new trend. This will be very, very popular, he said. He said 50 years ago, the thought of a cell phone where you could walk around talking on the phone was unimaginable. Now they're everywhere. Just like the cell phone, these microchip implants will be a connection from yourself to the electronic world. It will be your guardian, your protector. It will bring good things to you. We will be a hybrid of electronic intelligence to your own soul. Folks, this is, again, their plan. And again, you're thinking, well, okay, you know, those new nifty devices, those crazy kids are always thinking of something new. It's no. And again, this is why my heart breaks for like that lady. People have no clue that this is the rise of the Mark of the Beast technology, okay? This is something you don't want to be a part of. This is not good. This is showing us for the first time in the history of mankind, since this was prophesied nearly 2,000 years ago via the Spirit of God, via the Apostle John, the book of Revelation, that we now have, it's not 50 years down the road, it's here right now as you're listening to this interview. We have the ability on the planet for the first time in the history of mankind for one man to dictate what people across the planet buy and sell, specifically with a marking system on their body, in their hand or in their forehead, the right hand or forehead, and force them to do it. Otherwise, they would not be able to buy or sell. Folks, that technology is here today, and it's being promoted all over the place. This is something that folks, you need to get the information out. People need to be equipped that this is really happening, okay? And you're thinking like, well, there's no way that these guys are going to pull it off. Folks, it's not just there's no way. They're going to. It's always been the same thing. It's been a step-by-step plan of how they're going to do this. At first, they release the technology. At first, it's voluntary. And then they find some sort of creative crisis to force it to become mandatory. At first, folks, it was just into the cards, whether it's your ATM card, your credit card, or your national ID card. But again, there's a fatal flaw in all those scenarios. You could lose it or conceal it. I'm telling you what's coming next is they're going to create a crisis, and everybody has to get these things ultimately secure. You need to get these cards, quote-unquote, inside you.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Why aren't you hearing about this elsewhere?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And certainly you have heard this last hour, one of the most important programs we've ever done. Pastor Billy has wonderful information. It's all verified, and you can get his DVD sets by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Sydney, this should be being preached from our churches, from pulpits all across America, and it is not. Our churches are not telling us, Sydney, that we are witnessing the fulfillment of prophecy almost on a daily basis. But this is long-term planning. They want everybody marked. They want everybody chipped. And it's only a matter of having a crisis. And what that crisis is going to be, whether it's going to be the coming war, whether it's going to be the coming financial crisis, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, whether it's going to be the explosion of the volcanoes around the Pacific Ocean. I can't tell you what it's going to be, but I can tell you there is coming a time when there's going to be certainly a situation where you're going to be forced to take that ship or you won't be able to buy or sell. And ladies and gentlemen, God has prophesied all of these things. Well, let me recommend that you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and that you actually begin ordering Pastor Billy's DVDs. If you can't afford them, you can go up onto my website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and you can listen to my interviews with Pastor Billy. They go back at least 6 weeks, and we always say he's always on. That's the name every month. And I think that these latest programs he's been putting out are vitally important because they're putting the information out about this plan to force everyone to take a ship. They know exactly what they're doing. They're just waiting for some sort of a planned crisis. And believe me, they can create a crisis anytime they want to. So we hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and suddenly look at the various items that we have there, that you'll want to get Pastor Billy's DVD sets. They're not that expensive. They're 5 or 6 DVDs in every single one of them. And you need to get them, and then you need to help us get them out across America. So, again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters because that's how we're able to maintain our network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we broadcast and tell people the truth about what's going on. And without your financial help, we can't continue doing what we're doing. But and a lot of ministries, I will tell you, are having very real problems. Our economy is not good. It's not healthy. We're moving into some very, very difficult times. But of course, certainly so far, we've been able to at least maintain what we have. And if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, we hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Or, of course, that's RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. And there, of course, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can certainly elicit. You can read our newsletters going back many years. And certainly I was writing them 15 years ago or more, 20 years ago. But certainly right now, certainly William Grieg is writing our newsletters, but they're all well worthwhile. And then there are a number of other articles. There are links there. There's certainly sections that will take you to some of the latest news. We ask you to to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. But we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision.